Welcome to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name is Jen. And on today's show, we are totally random. And how does randomness fit into everyday life? We're going to talk about reflection and how it leads to being thankful in the Lord.
So stay tuned.
Got mad skills? Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
Welcome back. We're so glad that you tuned in again this week to New Every Day. We hope that you are following us on Facebook, New Every Day. Pop by, leave us a message. And we're always just so happy to hear from you. And we would love to hear from you so we can be praying for you. And Jen?
Yes, Carrie?
We have a great show today because it's completely random.
It is completely random. And the reason this whole show started is because when we come home from work, we just start talking about our day and how the, and then as we talk back and forth, we actually challenge each other. And well, how did the Lord meet you here, and how did the Lord meet you here? And so it's been really cool because it can lead into some totally random conversations that actually cause for very deep reflection.
Yeah.
And before we actually started the show today, we had a totally random conversation about baptism and how...
And what it means and to what be
it,
baptized.
And what it means to be baptized, and at what point should you be baptized. And it was just totally random, and we're like, why did we not turn the camera on?
Because but sometimes it's good to stop and reflect, right?
It
Sorry,
is,
what were you going to say?
No, it is good to stop and reflect, and sometimes it's in the totally random moments that you think, huh, I should buy a Christmas present. And you're like, Jen, that is random.
That's so random.
And I say that because Christmas is coming.
It is November.
It is November.
And it's a time of the year when people are buying Christmas presents and thinking about the season and who will be coming by.
Yes.
Now, Jen is far more organized than I am. And she starts purchasing Christmas gifts, January.
I have two left to get.
It's incredible, really.
So, but for those of you who are late shoppers, we encourage you to help support our show because as we're learning, it costs money to make this show run. When I was younger, I just, you know, would go to the TV, turn it on, went, oh, look, there it is, having no concept of, oh, maybe there's some cash that needed to happen here.
What went into actually producing this and editing it? And we are so thankful for Robbie Ferguson and his team at Category 5 TV. Robbie is our editor and producer of the show, and he puts in a lot of time, and this is all voluntary, and we just, we're happy to talk to you and reflect on what God has done and just talk about issues that come up. But again, that does, there is a cost to it. So we are asking if you would be willing to support us. So we also know that Christmas is coming and that you're going to be giving, you know, money towards family and purchasing gifts, but maybe you can help us by shopping at the same time, Jen.
Yeah, so you can go to Amazon.com through our website and do all of your online shopping, and we will get a kickback from every single purchase that you make. So if you want to pick up a book or a DVD or...
Whatever.
Whatever, anything random, blenders, toasters, tires.
Yep. You can go to neweveryday.tv and click on our partners page, and you can go to the link to Amazon from there and then start shopping, and we will benefit from that and then be able to offer this show every week to you. So if you would do that, we would really appreciate it. There's another opportunity that you can give back, and that is by partnering with us to donate 25 cents. I almost said $25, but it's 25 cents per show. And I always conflicted about asking for money, Jen, but we see all the work that goes into this, and 25 cents a show is something, you know, that I can manage to give as well. So it's actually through Patreon. So if you go to Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N .com/category5, you will be able to sign up to donate just 25 cents every episode. And at the end of the month, you'll get a bill for $1 on your credit card. So we have a surprising number of viewers now, Jen.
I know, like, we're up over 2 million views.
Like, is that weird or what?
I know.
It's just like, so thankful. Like,
thank you, God.
Thank you, God. But if everyone was able to donate that 25 cents an episode, we'll be able to keep going.
We'll be able to keep going and keep talking about totally random things.
Speaking of random.
Speaking of random.
What's on your mind?
So many things are on my mind.
What's your favorite color? No, just kidding.
Blue.
Sparkle.
Really?
I like it.
Okay, this is a total sideline random. Did you hear that the worst gift that you could ever give someone is putting sparkles inside an envelope and mailing it to them? Because then when they open it...
Sparkle shower.
It just goes
all... I would love that. You'd be wearing the gift all day. Unless you inhale it. And then it causes inflammation and irritation and coughing, and that would be bad.
It does?
And when you inhale particles? Sure.
I've never really thought
I've never inhaled sparkles, but, you know, I'm sure.
This is part of the randomness that happens.
So, when we were talking about why talk about random things that happen in your week, I was saying to Jen that when you take the time to reflect on your day or reflect on your week, I found, and then invite the Holy Spirit to highlight the things that he was trying to speak to you through the week, it allows you to have a change of perspective about a situation, to actually become more thankful, to realize that God's at work in your life, and maybe highlight areas in your life that you need to be more prayerful about.
Yes.
You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, on my bed I remember you, I think of you through the watches of the night. And there's another verse that says, on your beds, search your heart and be silent. So the Bible does encourage us to be reflective. And sometimes, maybe for you, at nighttime, that's the only time of quiet you get. Maybe you're a very busy mom and you're chasing three kids all day. And finally, at night, you have that opportunity to be quiet and actually search your heart, reflect on the day, give thanks.
Yes, Psalm 4 says at the end, I go to bed and sleep in peace because, Lord, only you keep me peace. There's this in that you only keep me safe, that idea of going to bed in peace because you've actually given everything from your day over to the Lord. And throughout Scripture, it does talk about reflecting. And one of the things that I have done now for a really long time, 20 years, is this is my journal. Big three ring 500 notes. And on the inside, you can sort of see like that I've written things. Well, every day I write three good things that happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. See, I obviously don't read your journal. That's good.
She's a good friend. But things like, okay, this is from August 25th. So my friend James came to the chapel, so we must have had a really good conversation. Yes, because he wasn't working at camp, and I was quite pleased that I had a chance to talk to him. I spotted on the boat with my friend Trevor, so that meant we had a really good conversation. Yeah, stayed and talked with a friend after chapel. And then I watched Hannah put dreads in Graydon's hair. That was so cool. I've never seen people put dreads in hair before. And so there was Graydon.
Like with wax and everything?
Well, no, like just the knotting and how you have to pull the hair back and wrap it around and pull the hair back and wrap it around.
Whoa.
But those are like cool little things that I was so thankful for, that I had these wonderful conversations. And I remember that night just going, God, thank you so much. And it was interesting. Yesterday, I don't get quite sick. I just kind of feel under the weather and kind of punky. And so, you know, when I went to write in my journal good things that happened yesterday, it was like, okay, I had a good youth, and it was good. And then I...
She leads youth group.
And then, oh, we were doing a glow-in-the-dark hand angel mime thing.
Okay.
It's so cool. But that was a good thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, Lord, something else good must have happened. It was 24 hours, like...
There are three good things in there.
And so one of the young men in my youth group, his name is Kirkland, he did a really amazing game. And he got everyone involved, and we didn't have to get off of our chairs, which was great. But then one of the leaders came to me afterwards and said, he did an excellent job.
Yeah, good.
And I was like, thank you, God.
So good.
And it's like... But I had to sit here, and I remember sitting here for a long time thinking, Lord, reveal to me the good things that happened yesterday.
Mm.
And it was just, because I could have said, oh no, I was sick and I felt crappy all day long. Mm. So I can create in my mind that nothing good happened.
Mm.
And sometimes this whole idea of being reflective actually challenges our way of thinking.
Right.
And we start to see, oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe God was at work there. Maybe God was at work here. And all I could think about was, oh, but I had to cancel three of my appointments that I had made. And I had to reschedule them. And this is really, being sick is really messing with my day.
Right.
And yet, you know, I was able to reschedule what I needed to reschedule, and I think it's worked out quite well, actually. But I was really challenged to look past what I think constitutes a good day.
Right.
And really reflect on what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized at the end of the day yesterday, it wasn't that I necessarily had anything to do with the good things that happened. I watched God work around me in the lives of people and go, wow, God. Oh,
so good.
Like, I watched my leaders do amazing things with the kids. I watched the kids get the hand mime thing. Like, they got it. And I watched Kirkland do this. And I was like,
yeah.
Yay, God. Like, whoop, 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 whoop.
Because it's not about us. Or how we feel.
Yeah. Like, because Carrie was on her way home from her family's she spent 3 days with her little family,
and I just love them.
She just loves them. And I'm on the phone, and I'm not feeling like being very chatty.
You could have said that.
I know.
But she didn't.
But I didn't, because I wanted to hear about your day.
You're nice.
And this is where, you know, where conversations can go sometimes, because now I'm realizing that in spite of my feeling ill, God was still at work all around me. And this is why it's so important to reflect, to actually think about, you know what?
What else is going on?
What else is going on in the world around me? Because I am not the center of things. It is not all about me.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I don't really feel like talking right now, but because I, you know, love and appreciate my roommate, and I know, and we might get around to talking about her visit, I knew it was important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to hear about it. So it's like, okay, when we're told to love one another, that really means listening and okay, God, you called us to love one another. Now help me love, even though I'm not feeling really great right now. And it was good because I was so glad that I heard that you had this wonderful time.
Yeah.
So reflection, like, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? In spite of my not feeling very well yesterday,
God did good things.
God did good things.
Totally. Psalm 136 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Mm. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever." And, you know, sometimes I find it hard to reflect on the day and think about what to pray. But the Psalms are great for that. You can just open it up and say, okay, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. God, your mercies endure forever. And use the Psalms to guide your prayer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And it's interesting when we were talking about reflecting on your bed at night, and then you made reference to Psalm 4, verse 8, that God gives us peace.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Proverbs says that anxiety in the heart of a man leads to depression. And depression can be this great darkness. You know, we get anxious about events because we have blinders on and can't necessarily see the whole picture, or maybe it seems overwhelming. And then the darkness of depression can come in and really just pervade your whole life. And I know that one of the therapies for depression is talking about Thanksgiving and actually reflecting on what's good and writing down three things that you're thankful for that day, to kind of turn your eyes onto something else. And who better to turn our eyes to than the living God?
There's a book, she's going to step out of the camera, but up there it says, there's a book that says 14,000 things to be happy about. Can you see it at the very top?
Whoa, I don't think I can get that, but I see it.
Okay. 14,000 things to be happy about, which can be purchased through our website onto Amazon.com.
I can probably try and get it. Hold the phone.
Hold the phone. Yes, we are.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
She's going to model it for us.
Random.
Okay, so this book.
14,000 things to be happy about.
When we talk about reflecting, because sometimes we need prompts, right?
Right.
Okay, so just read me some of those things to be happy about. Now, some of them are
It's like
a list.
Oh, my.
It is a list of 14,000 things.
Here we go. BLTs on English muffins, learning words to songs, peace buttons, plaster of Paris. Can't say I've ever given thanks for that.
But Play-Doh?
Actually, that's quite nice. Beautiful oil lamps.
Ooh.
Coin purses, the NFL, tiddlywink discs, diamond rings, flailing corn, head lettuce with French dressing. I am really enjoying this.
See? It's just very random. Like, it's so interesting that somebody actually took time to write out 14,000 things to be happy about.
Oh, yes, there's so many. Easter egg hunts, campfire wood, pineapple pie, fall fashions, Colorado mountain roads, men with egos. Are you kidding me? Oh, clearance sale, Ritz crackers. Oh, yeah. Getting a job. So many great things. So go on our website, NewEveryday.tv, click on our partners page, go to Amazon link, and check out this book. It's hilarious.
14,000 things to be happy about.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
And you're right. It's when we start getting our eyes off of our state, whatever state we're in, because you said specifically about depression and how, you know, starting to give thanks is key.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just need the prompts.
Yeah.
Or you need to get into a habit of being thankful.
Right.
The week before, just a really, really rough week, and just saying, God, where are you? And I had a choice. Do I give up my regular routine of writing down my thankful things, praying, reading my Bible? And it's like, no. Because God has promised to meet me in those places.
Right.
So why would I give those things up? And what it did is it continued to cultivate space for God to move in my life, even though I wasn't necessarily feeling him. But just because I don't feel him, doesn't mean he's not there. Right. So in the midst of, I want to say, the darkness, I still continued to give thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, giving thanks helps us to, you know, reflect and focus on who God is, mm-hmm. and gets our eyes off of us and onto Jesus,
yeah,
which is where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And it allows God to speak to us. Like, as I was writing my list, it was God speaking to me and saying, this is where I was. This is where I was. But do we even take time to sit and think about it? You know, to say, okay, God, there must be three good things that happened yesterday. And then to allow him to say, I was here, I was here, I was here.
We've got so much to be thankful for.
We do.
Why don't we just take a minute now and just pray? Why don't you pray with us? And maybe you can think of three things that you're thankful for right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pray, Jen. Father, thank you. Thank you so much that you love us.
Mm.
I thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability to stop and think. And you have been so good and so kind to us. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for our families, our friends. Thank you for the show and the wonderful people who are tuning in all over the world. Thank you, Father, for Category 5 and all the work that they are doing. Thank you, Jesus, that you loved us enough to come and die for us, and that you rose again to give us new life.
Mm-hmm.
So thankful. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in again, and we hope that you will tune in for some more randomness, perhaps, if we decide to, next week.
Yes.
Same time, same place. Check us out, neweveryday.tv, and also tune in on Facebook.
Sounds good. So until next time, cheerio.
Happy reflecting.
Happy reflecting.